This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 6th Jun, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm today with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze, while Eilat enjoys sunny, pleasant conditions perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that an Israeli strike killed a Lebanese army general and two soldiers earlier today. The IDF is reviewing the incident, stating their vehicle entered an active combat zone without coordination. Israel has ordered evacuations in South Lebanon amid ongoing Hezbollah drone attacks. Also, Walla reports from just minutes ago that the IDF confirmed striking a vehicle that approached their forces, aligning with earlier accounts. Also this hour, JNS shares footage of an elite IDF unit arresting two terrorists in Samaria. One of them was part of the Jenin network, dismantled by the military last year. Separately, according to Forward, Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel. This development complicates regional stability as tensions remain high. And finally, Axios notes that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could help Trump in brokering a peace deal with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a commentator, reported an hour ago that Israeli settlers attacked an elderly Palestinian man in Huwara. The man suffered serious injuries and is hospitalized. Meanwhile, Middle East 24 reports that Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam landed at the newly reopened Klayat Airport. This marks a significant shift, as Hezbollah previously controlled the facility. Arsen Ostrovsky, a journalist, highlighted a tense exchange involving the Iranian foreign minister. The minister accused the U.S. and Israel of genocide, to which U.S. officials pointedly responded by linking Iran to various Middle East conflicts. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation on the Lebanese border, the Times of Israel notes that the strike on Lebanese forces escalates an already tense situation. The IDF's decision to evacuate villages reflects the seriousness of Hezbollah's drone attacks. This increases the risk of broader conflict in the region. Turning to the arrests in Samaria, JNS highlights the ongoing efforts of the IDF to dismantle terrorist networks. The apprehension of these operatives is a strategic step in curbing future threats. This operation signals a strong stance against terrorist activities in the West Bank. Meanwhile, the rejection of the ceasefire deal by Hezbollah, as reported by Forward, underscores the fragile nature of peace efforts. U.S. mediation faces significant hurdles, with Hezbollah's stance complicating diplomatic resolutions. This rejection keeps the possibility of renewed hostilities on the table. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that the dollar has rebounded as the shekel's rally loses momentum. This follows the Bank of Israel's governor hinting at a possible rate cut amid ongoing regional tensions. Separately, Globes announces that Robel Innovation launched a counter-drone system named Black Raven. The Israeli company designed it using AI and multi-sensor data to address the growing threat of drones, highlighting Israel's focus on tech-driven security solutions. And finally, KeyTech reveals that Uber, Nvidia, and Israel's auto brains have teamed up to launch a robo-taxi service. Munich will be the first city to welcome this autonomous taxi platform, showcasing Israel's role in cutting-edge automotive technologies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.